Rahman and Rahim. In the ayat that we read at the end, Allah Ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he should make mashura with the Sahaba on all matters important, all the matters of the state. Every other matter also should make mashura. This mashura, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, nobody had knowledge as much as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's experience also, and that wahi was coming down. Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam was bringing wahi from Allah Ta'ala. So there could be no doubt that the decision that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will take will be the absolute correct decision. There was really no need at all to ask the Sahaba. And this is a great lesson for the Ummah, that it was solely and only to teach the Ummah that in all your matters you should make mashura. Don't just make unilateral decision, even if you're the head of the family, the head of the business, the head of the country, you should make mashura. And not by voting, not asking the views of everyone. Mashura is in complete contrast to the democracy in the world where everything is done by voting, by a ballot. Whether it is which party must be ruled, must rule the country, that is also by voting, and we all go to the ballot boxes and they cast their votes. When they have their meetings also, then it is put down to voting. And whatever the majority of the votes are, according to that they make their decision. To understand the fallacy, the uselessness, the total wrong aspect of this type of decision making is to understand, like in a home, if there are 5-6 children and they decide, now what must we eat today, let us all vote. Let all the children vote that what must we eat. We can well imagine what they're going to say. They will say all the things which are unhealthy, etc. Today, what must we do? Must we go to school, madrasa, or must we go for a picnic? We put it to voting to the little children. What will they vote for? In a business, you put everything to vote. And you ask your workers also that how many hours you think we should work. And everyone must give his opinion and what the majority of the votes will be according to that. There will be no work in that company, in that shop. What do you think, what must be the wages of the workers? The wages will be such that the shop will have to close down immediately if we have to follow the views of all that. So, mashura is what ehle rai, the people who have got, who can give good views, not rotten views, useless views, but people who have got views. One time, the Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regard to the same ayat, that to make a decision, you have to make mashura, so who should you make mashura? The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "What ehle rai." Those people who have a good insight, who have good opinion, who have good understanding, with them you should make mashura. Yeah, an interesting point ulama deduce that the ulama of the Ahnaf, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Muhammad, Imam Yusuf, rahimahumullah, are generally referred to as Ahle Rai. But they refer to them as Ahle Rai in a negative term. That is their own opinion, Ahle Rai, people of opinion. And they in a negative term. But the ulama of the Ahnaf took a very positive interpretation when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you must follow Ahle Rai. And all the fuqaha call Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Muhammad, Imam Yusuf, Ahle Rai. So in other words, it's an indication, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you must follow the ulama of the Ahnaf, the Ahle Rai. Anyway, the real meaning of Ahle Rai, those who have a proper understanding. Yeah, also we should understand, some great muftis have made a mistake here, and they say that voting is compulsory. And they said voting is giving shahadat, testimony. Whereas testimony and shahadat and voting are two complete different things. Voting is just giving one's view, one's right. It isn't giving shahadat. Shahadat is like if there's a court case and you need evidence, and that evidence has to be given under oath. That is shahadat. When you vote, there is nothing like that. There is no shahadat whatsoever in it at all. So this voting is only a view a person is giving. In my opinion, I think this party must lead the country. In my opinion, I think this must be done. That is all what it is. And the word mashura comes from a beautiful saying in Arabic, in which it is said that when you want to take out the honey from the beehive, that what you take out, that is called mashura. So if you can see this, it's a beautiful exposition of what mashura is. A person who is not experienced and doesn't know how to take out the honey, and he wants to go and take out the honey from the beehive, those bees will sting him to death. You have to know how to go about it to do it. So the bees are there to cause you harm. They are protecting the beehive, and they will harm you. So if you make mashura, it is like there are thousands of bees, thousands of poisonous, difficult, hard things that you will face. But what is mashura? You will take out the honey, which is sweet. Your decision will be a sweet decision. And the other honey, fihi shifa'ul linnas, there is cure for people. So you'll make that decision, which is the best decision in which there is no harm. It will be a pure decision. Honey is absolutely pure also. So you'll take out the best decision from there. That is what is called mashura. So whether it is our matters at home, we want to propose for our son somewhere, make mashura. A proposal has come for our daughter, make mashura. We want to make a renovation to the house, we want to add something, make mashura. In all matters, we should make mashura. In our business, make mashura. We want to expand our business. We want to change our lines, what we are trading in, to something else. We want to, whatever we want to do, make mashura in our lives. This also is a thing which unfortunately has gone out of the ummah also. We hardly make mashura. There are some people who, mashallah, Allah has given the tawfiq, they make mashura. And mashura should be made with ahle rai. People who know the situation, who can give you a proper view. With such people, mashura should be made. So mashura is a great ibadat on its own also. But we don't resort to mashura. Usually for home matters and business matters, we just make a unilateral decision. When we put a thing to mashura, there are 5, 10 people sitting there. Everyone will give his view. So we will get much more light on the matter. Much more different views. One view compared to 10 different views. One great king, ruler of the Muslim, Idrul Dawla, a person wrote to him praising him. He said, "You are a person with one face and 1,000 eyes. You are a person with one mouth and 1,000 tongues. And you are a person with one head and 1,000 ears." What he meant is that you are capable to make your own decision. You are so well experienced and you have so much knowledge. But you make mashura and you get 1,000 different views. So you can imagine how that decision will be based on solid, so many different views. What a solid decision. That what 1,000 people spoke and told you. You heard 1,000 views. So now your mashura and your heart, in your heart you got, in your bosom you got 1,000 hearts. Now your decision is not just of your own, but after taking the views of everyone. Nobody, his mind can go to every aspect of any matter. When we make mashura, such things come to light which we did not think of also. So all that, in view of that, then it becomes very easy to make a proper mashura. Mashura, there should be 2 things in order to give a view. One is knowledge. somebody has got knowledge about the matter that we have to make mashura on. For example, like a building, so we need the knowledge there of architects, engineers, etc. We have to make mashura with them, those who have got the knowledge of that field. It is some monetary matter, people who have got knowledge about money matters, make mashura with them. And the other is experience. People who have a person only with knowledge, he might be just a new young graduate and he has got no experience. And another person, he might not have the knowledge, but he's got experience. He's age of 70, he's 50 years in the business, he's 50 years in that matter. The experience he has got, that is very vital. So knowledge and experience are the two vital qualities that are required in order to give mashura, for taking mashura from. That to first people who have got knowledge and people who have got experience, they should be followed. From this also we understand that instead of following young people who haven't got experience, follow the view of those people who have got experience. And also follow the view of those people who have got knowledge. If it is deeni matters, the ulama who have got knowledge of Quran and Hadith. And also those ulama who have been guided and trained under experienced old ulama. Not only that they have got the knowledge of the Kitab, Quran and Hadith, but they stayed in the company of old experienced ulama. So their view will be very valuable. So mashura is a great ibadat which Allah has given us, taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who made mashura on all matters. We get surprised when we read in the hadith that on all matters Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashura, when in fact he needed no mashura whatsoever. So this was fully to teach the ummah. And then the other surprising thing is that the ummah is not following that and they don't make mashura. There are about 50 Muslim countries, not one of them is based on mashura. It is all based on democracy and voting, the views of people. And in that you can only come to a wrong decision. And the chaos which is in the world is because of that. That in all matters, what do you think, must we, this LGBTQ, must we have it or not? So we don't see what is right and wrong. What are the pros and cons? We take the views of people. People with their nafsis in front of them. Dunya stinks in front, so they give all that views. So therefore the chaos in the world. The correct method is that of the Quran, and we can't expect the kuffar to lead us in this. It is for us to lead the kuffar. But unfortunately, we follow the kuffar. Whatever they are doing, we also go in that way. So much so, that even if we have our deeni matters, then we call it mashura, but we see what the majority view. And we go by what the majority view is. We don't go what is the right thing, what should be done, what is the command of Allah. We see what is the majority view and how the people must be able to accept it. If we want people to accept Sharia, who is going to accept Sharia? When people only want their nafs and their desire and those things to be done. So therefore, we are going haywire. If we come back to mashura, the correct way of doing mashura and do our things by mashura, everything will come right. And it is for us as the ummah to teach the people and to lead the people in the right way. And when a Amir makes a decision, if there are 10 people sitting and the 9 people's view was one, and he makes a decision, his decision will be accepted. That is what is called mashura. Not he sees what everyone, what they will agree, what they will accept, and then he makes his decision according to the majority view. That is, we can call it mashura, but that is not mashura. Mashura is that everyone gives his view, and then what Allah inspires the Amir there, then he makes his decision, even if it is opposite and contrary to all who are sitting there. And all then are supposed to abide by it as though this was my view. Not that this is not my view, so I'm not going to support it. There are great details of Mashura, but we don't learn about that. And also still, we feel ourselves to be very biased. Though we don't know what is Mashura, we do nothing according to Mashura, everything opposite, and still we think we are very biased. We are still very far from Deen. Allah, give us that consciousness and let us correct ourselves and become true followers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and follow the teachings of the Quran Sharif.